Next up, our pal, Chad.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair, members of the Commission, Secretary Roebling. We should be able to get through waterfowl and I kind of
sounds good. Not worried. Got 3 minutes.
Okay. Page 19, I think, of your commission plus would be the first waterfowl hunting season we'll talk about here today. Just up front, to let you know, all of these recommendations are for the 2022 hunting season. So just one of your recommendations would be for waterfowl. Just because we have to work with the Fish and Wildlife Service on some federal framework, season guidelines and whatnot that may change annually. So the first one in your docket would be the youth waterfowl season. This is just a two-day hunting opportunity for those youth under the age of 18. I wasn't able to find the number of residents that participated in this season in 2021, but non-residents, we issued 33 of the 100 licenses. It is a neat opportunity. I remember taking my kids out when they were this age. It's a nice time to introduce youth to duck hunting. So no recommended changes on this, and no action needed by you, unless there's any questions. Mr. Chair, on page 20 would be the regular duck hunting season. At the top there, I just wanted to point out we do have four duck hunting zones. They have their respective season dates. You can see the map there at the bottom of your page, a map indicating the geographical boundaries of those respective units. You can see the daily bag limits there with the two-tier options we have. The first one is the traditional daily bag limit, which has the most liberal bag limits associated with that selection. And then the three splash limit, which was just introduced here last fall, and Rocco will be giving you an update here. Once we get a little bit more data finalized on the participation in that, we're pretty happy with that experiment. So changes we have for you would be on your second page here on the top of page 21. We have two that are associated with the daily bag limit and the removal of mergansers from the having their own respective daily bag limit and essentially including mergansers into the duck limit. In 2021, the Central Flyway recommended that the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service approve eliminating this additional bag limit for mergansers to reduce the regulatory complexity with duck hunting bag limits. And from a South Dakota standpoint, the harvest of mergansers is very limited. I don't have any of you ever shot a merganser, but other than common, but not a real sought-after species by our waterfowl hunters. So, and then the recommended change number three there is to currently in the rule right now, we have a rule that that allows for the transfer of unsold non-resident licenses in certain non-resident hunting units after specific dates to be transferred from one unit to another. And in visiting with Steve Fisk and his staff in licensing and having some more discussions internally, the use of our office, our licensing office, and our duck hunters, non-resident duck hunters, in utilizing that ability to transfer some of those unsold licenses after specific dates. And you can see what we have recommended as strike through language here on the bottom of page 21 that outlines how that currently is available. It's just not used much, if at all, in previous years. And just to kind of reduce some of the complexity and make that a little bit more simple and not have some of that going on. We have a recommendation here to remove that rule that allows for those licenses to be transferred from one unit to another. So just not used much at all. So with that, Mr. Chair, I think that's about all I have or we have for recommended changes for you through the duck hunting season.
All right, any questions? Any proposal? If not, an entertaining motion? Second, further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
Mr. Chair, page 23 is our early fall Canada goose hunting season. It runs the month of September. It is currently and historically been opening in Unit 1. which would be in that bottom map where that area is shaded in blue. Right now, with our harvest strategy on Canada Goose, we have a daily tag limit of 15 during that season to try to help meet the population objectives as resident Canada Goose in South Dakota. One recommended change we have for you on this season, right now, and this has been on the books for quite some time, at least since I've been at the department, for at least 20 years, we have a recommended change here right now to remove the restriction of non-residents. There's that, let me back up. We have 2,000 licenses that are allocated to the early fall season for non-residents, okay? And you can see on page 24, there, that bottom table goes back in time from 2012 to 2020, indicating the number of non-residents that purchase one of those 2,000 licenses that are available. Right now, non-residents can come in and hunt in that unit one during early fall, but they are restricted from utilizing that license in that kind of hashed, shaded area there in southeastern South Dakota. Was probably put back in place in a time when Canada geese were not as plentiful as they are today. South Dakota was, you know, a premier goose hunting state early on, maybe compared to other states. I think there was probably some concern about some, you know, competition from non-residents, in particular for field hunting opportunities in there. They just don't have the small grains that maybe on the northeastern part of the state or other parts. Right now, we put a restriction for non-residents to allow them to come in there. We don't feel it's going to be probably much of a game changer from a standpoint of an increase in non-resident licenses sold. Other states have very similar goose hunting opportunities earlier on. And we would just like to open that up and provide some additional opportunity, maybe increase some of the harvest of Canada geese in southeastern South Dakota, where we do experience, when populations are high, we do experience deprivation for geese on soybeans and other nutrients. So that would be the only recommended change we have for you for that, Mr. Chair, and I'll try to answer any questions you have.
Any questions? Not an independent motion. Moved. Seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All same sign. Motion carries.
Mr. Chair and the rest of the commission, just to give you a heads up, there is a chance to get some public comment on that. We have visited with regional staff there in Sioux Falls, and we are doing some outreach to have some discussions on it with local sports and stuff and whatnot. So some of that outreach is occurring now. So, Mr. Chair, on page 26 would be the August management take. Another opportunity specifically for the harvest of Canada geese. Well, again, it's a relatively short time period. The dates in 2022 would be August 20th through the 31st. If you remember last year, we did expand the area open to the August management take to include that larger portion there in eastern South Dakota. The August management take was a tool that was provided to the states from the service probably 10, 12 years ago in response to public safety issues with Canada geese and to try to provide another management tool for geese causing egg deprivation. So, you know, predominantly that area, open in the eastern part of South Dakota, there is for egg deprivation, some public safety issues there around the Sioux Falls Airport. And then out in western South Dakota, that portion of those portions of Pennington and Meade County is to try to address some public safety from geese around the airports and also at Air Force Station at the city regional airport. So, you can see there in 2021, we did actually get some harvest on some of those Canada geese, about 25,000. We had about 25,000 residents participate within that open hunting time period. And no recommended changes for you here today, so no action is needed. But just wanted to share with you some of the updates from that. That was expanded substantially last year. So, any questions on that one? Mr. Chair, page 27 would be the goose hunting seasons. We have no recommended changes for you on any of these, but I just wanted to make note to the units that are open, the Canada geese units, and those respective season dates are listed there. This would also include light use and light frontage use, so you can be respected. So, no changes and no action needed here today. Mr. Chair, if we can move on to page 29 with the special Canada goose hunting season. This is a season with respective dates. Restricted to Unit 3, which is Bennett County. We do issue 800 resident licenses. Those licenses surprisingly still provide a tag, like a big game tag that's valid for the harvest of 3 geese off those tags. This is a season that was put back in place many years ago, likely when Canada geese were just being reintroduced across much of the United States. It was an opportunity that they felt was somewhat special and demand. We have been having some discussions internally on whether or not this season is still warranted, just because of the abundance of Canada geese across the state and the Midwest. But at this time, we have no recommended changes for you, and just some staff there to kind of show you, you know, the demand from first choice applicants has significantly declined over time for the 800 licenses. No recommended changes for you here today.
All right. Any questions on that report?
Mr. Chair, the next one on page 30 would be the common snipe season, hunting season. I know Commissioner Lockton has a hard time sleeping between the opener of the snipe season. Got to pick on him once in a while. Season dates for that is September 1 through October 31. An open area that is statewide. And the daily bite limit of tribe there. We really don't know the true participation of hunters that pursue snipe, kind of probably on their own ground, but it's an opportunity out there for them, and we have no recommended changes for you on that one. Mr. Chair, on page 31 would be the tundra swan hunting season, a season that begins in October, will run through January 6th of 2023. The open area is a little bit restricted here in South Dakota, just due to the standpoint of some of the recovery and management of tundra swan, but we do provide some licenses there for both residents and non-residents, 1,100 and 200 respectively. You can see the harvest, the number of licenses sold, and hunter participation there in the table. We got no recommended changes for the tundra swan season.
Questions? And now, keep going.
On page 32 would be the sandhill crane hunting season. Again, we have a relatively small portion of the state. Actually quite a bit of the state. I'm sorry, looking at the map, it is open. That eastern swath of the state is closed due to some of the management of sandhill crane. Surprisingly, there's a fair amount of people that have sandhill cranes. I grew up in Nebraska, so that was a sin if you did even think of shooting a crane, but it's a unique opportunity we have here. Daily bag limit of 3. I have no recommendation just on that one. Okay. And I think maybe the last one regarding the impulse here. So the next one would be the spring light use conservation order. So this would be for the 2023 hunting season. That conservation order is currently going on right now. If you remember, I believe it was last year, maybe 2 years ago, we did extend that season into May to allow for maximum hunting days. It's allowed within the federal guidelines, so we do allow that through May 15th now. You can see a pretty good bump in harvest from 2020. If you look at the statistics here. Harvest and participation. No recommended changes on this one. Keep going. We got one more, I think, that is applicable to waterfowl, and that would be on page 35. This would be our license forms and fees administrative rule chapter. We thought we had addressed all of this last year when we went through some changes with you in regards to the two-tiered duck hunting option available for hunters. Once we kind of got into the middle of things, we did determine that to try to provide some clear separation for hunters when they, in particular non-resident hunters, when they purchase their license, and then you have to purchase your state migratory bird certificate. Some of those were still combined in one package, and we need to separate those out so hunters can clearly choose between the traditional or the three bird certificate. And so essentially what we want to do here is modify those license fees there properly. No fiscal loss here. We're just reducing the cost of the license by $5, but we'll again charge them $5 for the state migratory bird certification. So I hope that's relatively clear. The first questions on that I can try to answer that, but we would need formal action on this.
Any questions on the proposal? Not seeing any, I would entertain a motion. Moved. Second, discussion. Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carried.
I went 4 or 5 minutes over fire. I'm down with waterfall there.
Cool, good job. Good job. I guess I would recommend that we get the rest of tomorrow. That works really well. Having said that, then we will stand adjourned until tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock.